So friends, this morning, I'm really excited to share this message, the message that I was not very much excited to share before. The moment I see the importance of this, I was convicted, this is what we need, especially in such a time as this. And I'm thinking, if this is my last day, if this is my last chance to speak to a congregation, what message would you want me to share? And the Lord put this in my heart. I'd like you to finish this thought, friends, or fill in the blanks. Listen to this. Throughout all the churches, there is one subject of vital importance that has been neglected. We have failed to make the blank the theme of our thought and instruction. Do you know what topic is this? The cross? Prayer? It's the Holy Spirit, friends. That is the topic this morning. We have failed to make the Holy Spirit the theme of our thought and instruction. And listen to this, friends. From a lot of inspired writings here, it says, how greatly do the workers need a baptism of the Holy Spirit that they may become true missionaries? Friends, this is the thing that I realize. If we are baptized by the Spirit, then we could not stay in our seats. Can you say amen? We would want to do the work that God has placed before us. And before, friends, I tell you, I was not excited. I was not excited. The moment the topic comes about religious things, I'll always like fade in the background. when it's time to talk about God, I don't want to share. You know why? Because I have not experienced Him. You cannot share what you do not have. But friends, this is the thing. The Lord wants us to experience Him. Can you say amen to this? Listen, friends. God's work is to be carried forward with power. With what? With power. We need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Friends, this work could only move forward with what? With power. We need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And it says here, the next thought, there needs to be a waking up among God's people. Friends, can we admit it, that we are a little bit sleepy? That this work may be carried forward with power. Friends, can you see the desire of the Lord to see His church move forward with power? Can you see God's desire that this work will move forward with something that we have not experienced before? And it says here, we need, you know what we need? The baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I was convicted with this quote that I'd like to read with you. It says here, this is from a Christian author whose name is A.W. Tozer. He says, if God were to take the Holy Spirit out of our midst today, about 95% of what we're doing in our church would go on and we would not even know the difference. That's heartbreaking, isn't it? You know what that means? We have been so used to doing things without the power of the Holy Spirit. We are so used to doing things without leaning fully on the one who has called us to finish this work. And as a result, friends, we are working in human power, or maybe horsepower, but not in the supernatural power that God desires to give us. And listen to this, it says, yet if God would have taken the Holy Spirit out of the midst of the first Christian community, about 95% of what they're doing would have ceased immediately. Did you hear this, friends? It means to say that they were so dependent on what God can do in their lives compared to us right now. Friends, sadly, this is the age right now of self-reliance. We see self-sufficiency as a plus, but friends, if we are not relying fully on God, we are maximizing life. We are not living life to its fullest. Can you say amen to that? One thing that I'd like to share, this was convicting for me. This was a big slap on my face, but this is also a very good assurance of what the Lord desires to do in our lives. It says here, without the Holy Spirit, without the Spirit of God, a knowledge of His Word is of no avail. Did you hear this? A knowledge of His Word is of no avail without the Holy Spirit. The theory of truth, unaccompanied by the Holy Spirit, cannot quicken the soul or sanctify the heart. Friends, even if we're busy doing for the work of God, without the anointing power of the Holy Spirit, we will accomplish nothing. We will accomplish nothing. It says here, it is the absence of the Spirit that makes the gospel ministry so powerless. Remember the time when Peter was speaking during Pentecost. How many were brought to the church in one day? 3,000. Is it because of Peter? No, friends. Just imagine, their speaker is the one who denied Christ. Their speaker is the one who somehow abhorrently denied his Savior. And yet when the Holy Spirit worked in his heart, when he spoke with power. For sure, friends, it was not the power of Peter. It was the power of the Holy Spirit. Listen, friends, learning, I love this line because it gives me so much hope. Learning, talent, eloquence, every natural or acquired endowment may be possessed, but without the presence of the Spirit of God, no heart will be touched, no sinner won to Christ. Did you hear this, friends? It's not because of the ability of the speaker to speak. It's about the power that possesses the one who brings the message. Can you say amen? And I love this thought. On the other hand, if they are connected with Christ, if the gifts of the Spirit are theirs, the poorest and the most ignorant of his disciples will have power that will tell upon hearts. At least three persons were excited about this. Friends, just imagine this. Isn't this a very, very beautiful assurance for us? It's not because of your education. It's not because of your experience. It's not even because of your background. It's because of your connection with the one who is the source of all inexhaustible power. Amen. My dear friends, God makes them, I love this next line, God makes them the channels for the outflowing. I'm so excited. I mumble on words right now. God makes them channels for the outflowing of the highest influence in the universe. Did you hear this, friends? He will make you as the channel of the highest influence in the universe. This is more than any power, my dear friends. And listen, Christ, remember our scripture reading last week. It says, John 15, verse 5, for without me can do so many things. Oh, friends, that was the wrong Bible. For without me can do what? Nothing. If we just take God at His word, friends, I believe a lot of things will be accomplished if we lean fully on Him. Amen. Even Jesus declared in John 5, verse 30, I can of mine own self do nothing. Friends, I was attending a conference before. It was called OCI, Outpost Centers International Retreat in Cambodia. And friends, in this retreat, every single day, there were reports from different countries of what the world church is doing, of what these ministries, humble ministries, are doing in this country, in that country. Friends, I was so excited. I'm thinking, God is going to come soon. When you see all these things, all these accomplishments, wonderful, powerful testimonies, powerful result. And then Friday night, there was a man who reported, who shared with us this graph that my friends will show in a few seconds, this graph that showed the world population and our church population. Friends, can you show this graph? And it says here, you see the blue is the total population and the green is the end of the year church membership. Can you see the green? All the while, I thought, friends, that he was colorblind. Can you show the next slide? Can you see the green now? Can you see the next slide? Can you see the green now? Friends, it was so little, isn't it? And my heart was devastated when I saw that. I went to him, I asked for the graph, and I asked for the data. And he told me, Jem, this is actually the number. The number that we have is 0.3, not even 0.3, 0.27 or 0.29% of 1%. We're not even 1%, friends. We're not even one half of 1%. We're not even one third of 1%. And this just broke my heart. I'm thinking, oh Lord, then when are you coming? How is this going to be possible? Friends, it showed me the reality of our condition right now. What do we need? What do we need? We need the power of the Holy Spirit. And then while I was reading this, the Lord gave me a picture in my head. I did not see a vision or anything, but this somehow gave me so much excitement. If this is so much work that needs to be done, how much do we need the power of the Holy Spirit? And if God's church, you, me, all of us here, will plead for the Holy Spirit, friends, just imagine of that blue graph that you saw a while ago, that we'd be turned into green. Can you say amen to that? Friends, listen to this next thought. It says, the promise of the Holy Spirit is casually brought into our discourses, is incidentally touched upon, and that is all. Prophecies have been dwelt upon, doctrines have been expounded, but that which is essential to the church in order that they may grow in spiritual strength and efficiency, in order that the preaching may carry conviction with it, and the souls be converted to God, has been largely left out of the ministerial effort. Friends, if there is a time that we need to spend more time praying, the time is now. Can you say amen? Amen. Friends, we should not just be doing and doing without praying. Doing without praying accomplishes nothing, friends. Let's be praying. Can you say amen, friends? Listen to this, the promise of the Holy Spirit. This promised blessing, if claimed by faith, would bring all other blessings in its train. And it is to be given liberally to the people of God. Did you hear this, friends? Only one person is excited for it. It is to be given how much? Liberally to the people of God. Then why aren't we experiencing the power? Because we are not asking. And that's what Pastor Rob shared a while ago. We will not have this if we do not ask. Friends, can we see the reality right now? We need God. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. Can you say a louder amen than that? Can you say an amen like you really mean it? Amen. Okay. Listen, friends. At first, I did not really appreciate the topic of the Holy Spirit. And then the more I read about it, the more my mind is being blown away. Listen, friends, it says here, in giving the Holy Spirit, it was impossible for God to give more. Did you hear this? In giving the Holy Spirit, it was impossible for God to give more. Listen to the next line. To this gift, nothing could be added. By it, all needs are supplied. The Holy Spirit is the vital presence of God. Friends, this is the reason why, that it is impossible for God to give more. What could be more than Him? What could be more powerful than Him? What could be more abundant than Him? Friends, He is desiring to give Himself to His church. Can you say amen to that, friends? He's desiring to give Himself to you, to your family. Friends, this is the abundance that is being offered to us, and we're living like beggars. And we're living without power. Friends, next line it says, and if appreciated, will call forth praise and thanksgiving, and will ever be springing up unto everlasting life. Friends, if our life is filled with the Holy Spirit, our life will be a life of joy. Yes, there will be problems. There'll be trials. But you'll still be joyful in times of trials. Can you say amen to that? My dear friends, you might say, but if I give my life to the Lord, it's not going to be easy. The enemy will attack. The enemy will push me and shove me. Friends, even if your life is not with the Lord, the enemy will still attack you. There'll still be storms. It's better that you are standing with the one who has all power in the time of the storms. Can you say amen? Friends, listen to this. Yet how few appreciate this great gift, so costly yet so free to all who will accept it. When faith takes hold of the blessing, there comes rich spiritual good. But too often, this blessing is not appreciated. We need an enlarged conception in order to comprehend its value. Friends, we will not have this if we will not have a need of the Holy Spirit. And one thing that really spoke to my heart is another quote that says, "Whatever prevents us from making Christ our entire dependence is abomination in the sight of God." Wow. And that hit me. I lean so much on my own strength. I lean so much on other things, but not on the one who desires to lead my life. Not on the one who desires to empower me. A few more thoughts, friends, before I share something really important. It says here, the greatest victories for the cause of God are not the result of labored arguments, ample facilities, wide influence, or abundance of means. They are gained in the audience chamber with God when with earnest, agonizing faith, men lay hold upon the mighty arm of power. Friends, the greatest victories is not gained by ganging up all the strong men in this world. The greatest victories are found or gained when God's people come together and plead before Him for the power of the Holy Spirit. Friends, one of the things that I enjoy much is listening to mission stories and to things that are happening on the other side of the world. As a worker in ASAP, we get to experience and we get to see and hear the things that are doing among God's people who are leaning fully on Him. I could not tell you what country it is. I'll just say this. This is a closed country. And this group of people in this place, every time they go to church, they are going to the church underground because it's illegal. Friends, imagine this. If you are in a country that you could not exercise your faith, that is quite a contrast from what we're experiencing here right now, isn't it? And these people could not even meet regularly in the church, or else they will be caught by the officers. So what they do is distribute only DVDs, sermon DVDs, Bible study DVDs. And when they get caught, friends, they are thrown to prison. They will be beaten up. Properties will be confiscated. It was such a sad, sad life. And day by day, month by month, year by year, this cycle just goes on. And one of them said, "It seems like we're doing nothing. It seems like we're not accomplishing much." And one of them said, What do you propose to do?" And I believe one of them was inspired by the Holy Spirit. Their leader said, "Can we spend time praying? Can we spend time fasting and praying?" I said, "Let's do it for the whole month." Friends, not a whole month of fasting. Who among you here wants to fast the whole month? But what they did was every week, they will spend like 2 or 3 days fasting and just pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that the Lord will guide them on what to do. Get this, friends. The month was over, and they still did the same thing that they did before. They distributed the DVDs, but this time is different. It was accompanied by the power of the Holy Spirit. One of those DVDs came into the hands of a mafia general in that country. And that mafia general looked at the DVD, and he was so intrigued. And I believe it's the Holy Spirit that intrigued his heart. He watched the DVD and he said, I want to know more about this person. And you know what? He came to the house of that pastor who was there in the DVD. And he knocked on the door. How did he find this? Because he's the mafia general. The pastor opened up and he said, "I want to know more about you." And the pastor said, "I believe it's better if you want to know more about Jesus. I could tell you more." So you know what the mafia general did? He sat down and they did a Bible study. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Friends, after the first lesson was over, the mafia general said, "Can you tell me more?" Friends, they finished like 3 or 4 lessons in one sitting. And the mafia general told him, "Tomorrow, I'll come back. Tell me more." Friends, this mafia general came back again and again until he finished everything. And the mafia general gave his heart to Jesus. Can you imagine this, friends? The mafia general gave his heart to Jesus. And the moment his heart was moved, friends, can you keep something that is amazing experience for you? You can't. So same is true with this mafia general. He shared it with his mafia friends. And 20 plus of his mafia friends joined the church together with their families. Friends, can you imagine? Can you imagine our church? And there's a lot of mafia people inside. It's quite exciting and terrifying at the same time, isn't it? Especially when they get in the board. Whatever they propose, okay, let's do it. Friends, and he did not stop there. He did not stop there. He's so overwhelmed with the joy of finding Jesus that he rented a huge auditorium and invited the whole city. Remember, friends, in this close country, you could not evangelize. You could not do this free worship. You cannot. But who can stop him? He's the mafia general. So all the townspeople came, and he powerfully shared to them what the Lord has done in his life. And guess what, friends? He made the appeal. And 200 people came forward wanting to know more about Jesus. Can you say amen again? And friends, get this. He did not stop there. He closed all his illegal businesses. He closed his drug business, his brothels, his gambling business. And he put up vegetable stalls all over town. He turned vegan, friends. Come to think of that. Vegetable stalls all over town. And in every stall, they had his PA system that blasts not music, not nothing. It's the sermon from that DVD. And the police just pass by. They don't touch it. Because why? Because it's the mafia general. Friends, come to think of this. This is what the Lord can do if we rely fully on Him. Can you say amen? Amen. Friends, how many more people like that mafia general is waiting for the gospel to be shared with them? But they are waiting until now because we are not moving forward with the power of the Holy Spirit. Friends, one thing that I learned from the mafia general is that we do not need new strategies, new ideas. What we need is to realize our greatest need of the power of God. Can you say amen? Our greatest need of the power of God. We need to obey His simple instructions. As we have learned from this week, friends, God's ways are so simple. As Rochelle shared last week when she sang, "Your ways are higher than ours." Friends, His ways are higher than ours. Friends, I'd like for us to stop for a moment, since this is a week of prayer. Can we cry out to Him? Lord, please fill me with Your Spirit. Can you say amen? Amen. Friends, can we just turn to the person beside us? And let's finish this phrase. We could go back and forth until the time runs out. Let's spend 1 minute. We could even kneel or just sit, however you're comfortable. Let's spend just 1 minute. Let's ask, Lord, fill me with Your Spirit that I may do the things that I cannot do. Whatever the Lord puts in your heart to complete that phrase, Lord, fill me with Your Spirit. Can we do that, friends? Just for 1 minute, let's do it, friends. Turn to the person beside you and let us sing this song before we even start praying. Into my heart, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today, come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. We may begin our prayer. Fill me now, Jesus, come and fill me now. Fill me with thy hallowed presence. Come, oh come and fill me now. Dear Father, we pray that may you increase our capacity to receive more and more of your Spirit. We ask this in the loving and precious name of Son Jesus. Amen. Friends, let us continue on. It says here, it is a necessity for the Lord himself to communicate his own ideas to the soul. Friends, did you hear this? God has an idea that he wants to give us on how to accomplish this work. It is necessary for him that he will be able to pass this on to us if our hearts are in tune with him. Can you say amen to this? Listen, friends, remember David being a king? One trivia from one teacher that he shared with us in our Bible school, he said that David is the only king in the Bible, human king, that has not faced any defeat in the battlefield. Did you hear this? He has not faced any defeat in the battlefield. Listen, friends, David had sought and obtained divine instruction, and he obeyed the voice of the Lord. Can you say amen? That was his secret, friends. His secret is not his armies. The secret is not his strategies. The secret is his dependence on God. And he says here, we need to pray more and to trust less in our power. We need to what? Pray more and trust less in our power. And the Lord himself directed Gideon's mind in adoption of a plan. Remember Gideon, friends? Remember the story? They were facing the Midianites, and he has only 32,000, and the Midianites are just like the sand of the seashore. And the Lord said to him, that is too much. You have to reduce your 32,000. Friends, isn't God's ways crazy sometimes? I think it's all the time, huh? And he has to reduce it from 32,000 to 10,000, and the Lord said, that's still too many. There's still too many for me to give you the victory, or else you might claim the victory for yourselves. And the Lord has to reduce it to almost nothingness, from 32,000 to 10,000 to 300. Friends, this is way better than the 300 in Hollywood. The 300 in Hollywood, they all died. This 300 of Gideon, they all live. Can you say amen? Amen.